It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wednesday. I'm Jenna Barr. And yes, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's a Wellness Wednesday. So yes, we're going to talk a little wellness, have a little bit of fun. And my good friend, Jennifer, she's here today. And she is a skin expert, but she also takes a look at your skin from the inside out. And so we're going to talk about that today. Pretty much keeping your skin healthy from the inside out. And you know, Jennifer, we talked earlier while we were waiting to come on air about how there's a lot of changes. The CDC is recommending masks again, even for vaccinated people. And I remember last summer when everybody was wearing masks, they had a lot of people were coming to you about maskiny, right? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
A little mask-ny. Gimmicky.
Oh yes.
But it's something that kind of is happening. So before we kind of go into talking about keeping yourself healthy from the inside out, I want to talk about that. But if you want to jump into the conversation, I would love to hear from you today. Happy Wednesday. Yes, middle of the week. Sunshine is on the way. Doesn't look like we're going to have a high chance of showers, but it could happen because we live in Florida. So make sure you're wearing that sunscreen, right, Jennifer?
Yes, sunscreen all day, every day.
And water.
Even when it's cloudy, you know, those UV rays, they can still break through those cloud layer and
that's true.
And do some damage to us.
That's true. But if you have a question, 850-437-1620. The text line is open. It's 437-1620. So, Jennifer, the mask-y thing, it's kind of, is it from the mask or is it from other things contributing to it?
Well, the way I understand it, Jenna, it's a variety of things. It's the mask, so it's the friction of the mask rubbing against our skin that's causing this irritation and this irritability on our faces, as well as the humidity from us breathing into the masks. And of course, with the mask being on our face, it's going to hold in that humidity, hold in some germs, hold in some just our hot breath.
It's a hot breath.
It is a hot breath.
Well, so it's hot outside, so you know it's kind of expected, right?
Yes. And between that and then just the talking and everything and the mask just kind of rubbing against our face, that's not helping matters at all when it comes to our skin and, you know, being clear and breakout free.
Okay. So what about a person who has to wear it like all day? Are there recommendations for like taking it off once in a while, maybe taking a break in the bathroom or wearing disposable ones, which I know is terrible for our environment?
Right, right. I would recommend carrying a couple with you and then changing them out. You know, when you can safely remove the mask, whether you take a break in your car or you have a safe space at work or wherever you're at, that you can remove that mask to give yourself a little bit of a break. And then I would say every time you take it off, swap it out. Put on a fresh one. Put on a clean one. Okay. And that will help. That will help with the oils and our makeup and the things that we have naturally on our face, combined with the humidity and what we're breathing out. You know, with that's what I did, and it seemed to help. Of course, it didn't. You know, I still had the dreaded mask knee too. But so it did help swapping them out when I could. Mm-hmm.
But it's also not just the mask-y part. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Wellness Wednesday. I'm Jenna Barr here. And Jennifer Hoy is talking about everything from the inside out. And we all know that masks are coming back in. And The thing is folliculitis. Folliculitis? Folliculitis. Okay, I got it the first time. but it's just that clogged pores and the hairs and all that, and it just gets irritated. So also you washing your face and and keeping yourself clean, maybe using a toner or something, even men.
Yes, absolutely. Help. Men, yes.
Okay,
you
very
need
good.
It just as much as we do.
Yes, we all need it. We all want nice skin.
We do.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
So, Jennifer, you were in the store the other day.
And I was.
You already knew we were going to be talking about keeping yourself healthy and your skin looking good from the inside out. But you saw something that caught your eye that really kind of just was right on topic with what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I was standing there, you know, in the checkout line, and you have all the magazines, and I picked one up and started thumbing through it, and I found a couple of really great articles regarding anti-aging and what we eat. And one article in specific really struck me, and I wanted to share it with all of our listeners today. It was in an anti-aging Stay Sharp, Energetic, and Healthy Eating Well magazine. It's a limited edition magazine on the newsstand, and I thought this was really great, so I wanted to just kind of summarize it, condense it down, and share it with our listeners.
Okay,
if they wanted more details, run to your local grocery, grab it off the stand, you know. But
I love keeping magazines in my magazine
I
rack.
Do too.
It's just, even if they're like from 2 years ago, I like to go back and be inspired.
Yes.
So whether it's with food or recipes or fashion or interior design, it's always kind of fun just to have, like, you know, people have like coffee table books. I like having magazines hanging around. So
everywhere.
10, you said 10 foods that help with the anti-aging process.
Yes. Yeah. The article talked about 12, but I want to just, you know, let's do the top 10.
Let's do it.
Foods that will help benefit our skin from the inside out.
And I want people to be able to take a guess on like some of the foods coming up, because that would be really fun.
Guess.
I love some guessing games. Also, don't Google it. You know, always,
don't Google.
That's like the rule. It's like, if you want to have fun, like, don't Google. You
don't
go to
Google.
Trivia nights, like, don't Google. That's a rule, because it's just what you kind of want to know is kept up there in that big old, you know, bag of knowledge in your brain.
So it's cheating.
It's cheating. Yeah, I know it is. 850-437-1620. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'll be the first one. Is kale on the list?
Kale does make the list.
It made the list.
It made the list. And let's talk about why.
Yes.
You ready?
Other than apparently it's like God's gift to us. It's the seaweed of the earth.
It is a superhero. Yes. It is like one of the Fab Five.
Yes.
Does anybody remember the Fab
Five? It's a part of the Justice League of our innards.
The A-team.
Yes.
So we are already familiar with this superfood, leafy kale, but it has anti-aging powers. So go ahead and add that to its list of talents. It's jam-packed with two carotenoids that, according to research published in the journal Clinics in Dermatology, it will boost your skin's hydration and elasticity. So if you don't like kale, though, I have a backup for you.
Oh, okay. Don't like kale, you can eat chocolate.
Avocados.
Somebody just texted in avocados.
Yes.
So good.
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay, you're a winner.
I need a ding, ding, ding.
We do.
Cue button.
We do.
Okay, so you can sub it for avocado.
Yes.
But I feel like kale's a vegetable and avocado is a healthy fat. But they still, like,
then you get
benefit each other.
Double the win.
Okay, if you do both.
If you do both, or if you do the avocado, now you're getting your healthy fats and some carotenoids that's going to hydrate your skin and boost elasticity.
See, yeah, the elasticity part is really...
The elasticity, yes.
That's what's starting to go. Not going to lie. It's, you know, need a little pull back right there. Not too far.
No.
You don't want to be too far.
I don't want to have the wind tunnel look, but...
The wind tunnel look. That's a good one. Okay, so kale made the list. Somebody just texted in, did quinoa make the list?
Quinoa was not on this list.
I love quinoa.
I do too.
Oh,
it's
so good.
I even like to say it.
It is so fun.
It's fun. It's a fun word.
There's a commercial, and it's like a, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty much like this guy is like helping people.
Oh, it's
from
the State Farm Don't Become Your Parents.
Yeah, Don't Become Your Parents commercial, and they're trying to guess how to say quinoa, and the guy's like, Kawa, like he's trying to sing it. Somebody said Joaquin, but it's such a fun word and it's so nutrient dense. It's a complex carb.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got some more guesses coming in. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to jump right back into
right
the
back
list
in.
So y'all can write this down. We are talking about getting your skin looking good from the inside out, the top 10 foods to help you age gracefully here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day, Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day, Air Design Systems is on the way.
Join us tomorrow when we will have Dr. Meadows from the Pensacola State College on the show to talk about free money for the fall through the CARES grant program for eligible students. This is not a loan that students will have to pay back and can be used for fall semester tuition, housing, utilities, childcare, and more. You will not want to miss this show tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high-interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station. My name is Deborah. I serve as a district manager for the Florida Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. I am passionate about helping others and advocating to protect the quality of life and the rights for those who many times cannot help themselves. You can make a difference in someone's life today. Visit us at ombudsman.myflorida.com to learn more.
The local afternoon news you need and the local afternoon talk you want. Bobby Rossi in Pensacola right now.
So I like diving. That's the top one. I do like the other swimming events as well. I don't really watch the Olympics a whole lot, though. I pretty much watch diving, and that's it.
Yeah, I always watch, like, the first day, just to, like, oh, yay, Olympics. Yeah. And then after, I'm like, yeah. It's still
done
on.
With that.
4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, I'm Jenna Barr. Jennifer Hoyt is here today, our wellness expert. We're talking your skin from the inside out. And so let's get some more foods that'll make us feel good and look good. Jennifer.
Okay, Jenna, you ready? You got your pen and paper to take
like
this down?
Smoke. You're going to see smoke over here.
All right. Dark chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Great news for the chocolate lovers.
Yes.
Cocoa beans, the main ingredient in dark chocolate, is full of antioxidants. There they are again, Jenna. Which aids in fighting inflammation caused by UV rays. They help boost circulation and helps with hydration. So note to the wise here, though, be sure to check the sugar content of the dark chocolate you're consuming, because high levels of sugar has adverse reactions on our skin.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on that.
High in the cocoa.
Yes.
Okay.
Next up on our list, we have berries, and that's just berries in general, no specific berry. And this is awesome because you don't have to watch the sugar there because it's natural sugar, so our body processes that a little bit differently. Berries are packed with vitamin C, and as we know, vitamin C is in all the skincare products that do great things for anti-aging. So
yeah, that's true.
You can slap, you can slap the vitamin C on your face, or you can consume the berries. I prefer to mix the berries with the dark chocolate, and there you go.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. We're gonna get hungry.
Next on our list, we have walnuts. Walnuts have more antioxidants than any other nut, and is an amazing source of omega 3.
Yes.
And we all know omega 3. Yeah.
So good for your heart, your brain.
Side note,
system.
Walnuts are also great for our gut health.
Oh.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes.
So maybe jot that down if you have tummy troubles too.
Yeah.
Start that.
Dark chocolate, berries, walnuts, throw them in a kale salad. There's lunch.
Look at that.
Look at there.
And you're going to look 10 times younger. Don't put me on the record for that. Okay, so we've got kale, dark chocolate, berries, walnuts. Did bananas make the list? Somebody wants to know.
They're not on my list.
Okay, but they're still good for you.
But they are still good.
Really good for you.
Great potassium. Next, we have spices, specifically oregano, cinnamon, and cloves.
Ooh.
I'm so tongue twisted. All contain antioxidants that help stimulate more antioxidant production in our body. And that removes the heavy metals that are responsible for oxidative stress. And you also, I can't talk about spices and not talk about my favorite, turmeric.
Yes. So is it turmeric or is it turmeric? Turmeric.
I've always heard turmeric.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that. But, I also say y'all a lot.
Well, that's okay. So I'm from New Jersey, so we say a whole bunch of things wrong, so it's okay.
Turmeric is a helper spice, and it's been used for centuries to address inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I will say a little quick thing because I have inflammation issues. One of the things they recommended for helping with my inflammation was instead of using salt, use either lemon juice, lime juice, or turmeric.
Yes. I like to drink it in tea a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those like nice warm feel good spices for me.
And it's delicious.
Next up on the list, we've got grapes. And these sweet little clusters of goodness can you guess what they might contain?
Hopefully vitamin C.
Antioxidants. specifically, resveratrol.
Ooh.
Resveratrol, which is known for its contribution to heart health.
Okay.
It's also why some doctors recommend drinking red wine. It's the same antioxidant that's obviously, grapes, red wine.
Sure.
It also helps protect our collagen from free radicals. And if you remember, in a few episodes ago, we talked all about collagen and what it does and its job in our body to protect our skin's elasticity.
Mm-hmm.
Next up on the list, watermelon.
Love.
And on a hot summer day here in the Gulf Coast, who does not enjoy sinking their teeth into a sweet, juicy slice of watermelon?
It's very water soluble, so it's filled with water. So while you eat, you're also hydrating yourself.
Yes,
which we need here.
I love to put chunks of it into my bottle of water.
Ooh, very fancy.
And then when you drink it all, then you have a little snack at the end.
That's true. That's good. Instead of the backwash.
Ew, gross. So it's jam-packed. Excuse me. It's jam-packed with vitamins A, C, and E. And it is one of our skin's very best friends. And in fact, I have this amazing little watermelon moisturizer, CBD oil. I think I've used it on you before.
Yep.
And not only does it smell good, but it's it's pretty and it's so silky and it's nice.
It feels like it's like automatically plumping your skin.
Yes.
Is what it feels like.
Yes. We all know that staying hydrated is mandatory for our skin and our bodies.
That's true. Very true.
Next on the list, this would be number eight. Excuse me.
Yep, number eight.
Is bone broth. And we also talked about bone broth during our collagen episode, where you can boil the, you know, boil and make the bone broth, and then
it's
you're
so
getting all that natural collagen.
Yes.
Into your body.
And it's better than doing the marine one where you don't know where it's all going to come from.
You don't know what marine,
or
that's a big ocean out there.
Yeah. Could be like squall fish. I don't know.
Something.
I just...
Some fish we don't know. What fish. Is like the the blob fish or whatever?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know? You know?
Or like a fish you like a goldfish.
A goldfish? Flipper?
Yeah. No. Exactly. Aww. You just got to be careful. That's all. Wait, so before you give the last two, can we take a break?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Because
we'll keep everyone
one.
In suspense.
No,
guess,
they're really good ones.
Guess
if
what
you
the
can
last
guess
two.
What the last two superfoods are to helping you age gracefully. Yes, anti-aging foods. Please text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Did you know the impact video has on the mind of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That's 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of the day is spent watching video, what is your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect the ability to appear where they're watching this content? If it does not yet, it will soon. Hey, it's Callie Skelly, Digital Campaign Success Manager at ADX Digital. And we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and so much more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Pensacola State College is offering free money. That's right, free money for the fall semester. PSC received federal relief grant dollars for eligible current and future part-time and full-time PSC students to use for tuition, books, housing, utilities, transportation, childcare, food, and much more. This is not a loan. These grant dollars do not have to be repaid. To apply, go to pensacolastate.edu/cares. But hurry, fall classes start August 16th. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Looking for a local tire shop that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust, downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin. Tire Trust has been taking care of people in the Pensacola area for over 24 years with premium brands like Michelin, Continental, and Toyo tires, as well as budget-friendly brands that you know. Tire Trust prides themselves on quality service. Tire Trust, more than a tire store, they're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Wellness Wednesday. We are talking superfoods to help you age gracefully. Yes, anti-aging foods. So we're down to the last minute and the last two foods. So let me do a run through. So far, we've hit kale. Yes, sorry. Kale is still there. Won't go away. Dark chocolate, berries, walnuts, spices, especially turmeric, grapes, watermelon, my favorite, and bone broth. So can you guess the final two foods? No. It is not alcohol. Thank you, though, for asking. Good guess. I love that one. So let's start with, there are two of our favorites. So
two of our very favorites. Do you want my favorite or your favorite first?
Your favorite first.
My favorite. Coffee.
That's right.
Coffee. It's like the nectar of the gods to me. In a study in the European Journal of Cancer Prevention, women who drink one cup of caffeinated coffee a day reduces their risk of developing non-melanoma skin cancer by about 10%. It has to be caffeinated, though, not decaffeinated.
And then the final one after coffee.
Are you ready? Drum roll.
It's been the same one for years.
Salmon.
Go out there and eat you some salmon.
Get you some salmon. Get those omega-3s.
Because, Mark, it'll make you look so good.
Eat it,
but
Mark.
I already look good.
You look amazing. You're just going to burst through with sunshine.
I love salmon patties.
Yes, so good. All right, now that we're hungry, stay tuned after Fox News. We're going to get a local news update with Mark Jacobs. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House and House of Representatives are reimposing mask mandates in indoor areas for coronavirus protection following updated guidance from the Centers for Disease Control.
Even fully vaccinated people will need to mask up in areas of substantial or high transmission rates. And it's a significant shift, too, for schools, calling for universal masking for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to K-12 classrooms, regardless.